Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. God wants us to know that He can turn every situation around immediately.
If that's what He wants.
Hallelujah. No matter the adversity or how seemingly unsurmountable the problem, it's His desire for you and I, for us, to experience immediate breakthroughs. Here are seven keys to an immediate breakthrough. Number one, make an immediate decision to follow Jesus. The greatest life-changing decision you'll ever make is to accept Jesus as the Lord of your life and follow Him. See, following Him will immediately turn us from sinners to saints.
Matthew 4, verse 22 in the New International Version says, "And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Him."
Once we experience the immediate transition to eternal and abundant life, we have a responsibility to tell others about the saving grace of Jesus.
Acts 9, verse 20 in the New Living Translation says, "And immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogue, saying, He is indeed the Son of God."
Now, we're not necessarily talking about a pulpit ministry, but you are to become a testimony of what God has done for you to those who are in your circle of influence. Because if He did something for you, He'll do it for everybody else.
Amen.
And by the way, a decision to follow Jesus is much more than just accepting Him as your personal Savior. It's a decision to obey His word. Number two, when we reach out in faith, healing virtue flows.
Luke 5, verse 13 in the New International Version says, "Jesus reached out His hand and touched the man. 'I am willing,' He said, 'be clean.' And immediately the leprosy left him."
The Greek word for touch is the same one used in Matthew 9:20, where the woman with the issue of blood touched the garment of Jesus. You know, when we hear or read the word touch, we think of a light, gentle, faint tap with a finger or a hand. Secular dictionaries confirm that definition. However, that's not the definition of touched that's found in Strong's Concordance. The Greek word for touched, and here's what it means: to fasten oneself to, adhere to, cling to.
I call it making serious business, getting in serious business
true.
With the Lord.
If you want God to move in your finances, it's going to take more than a light touch of faith. You'll need to fasten, adhere, and cling to His word, making it one with you. Too many believers think that a light touch or momentary embrace of the word, that it's going to produce a panacea or solve all their problems. That's not necessarily so.
Because when we have a relationship with the Lord, a relationship, then the Holy Spirit's going to lead us in the way that we need to go. And He's going to counsel us with His eye upon us.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 32, verse 8.
Number three, when we follow Him, time, space, and distance are of no consequence. It's important to understand that when the scripture says immediately, it means right now. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for immediately means straightway, immediately, forthwith. According to dictionary.com, straightaway means at once, and forthwith means without delay. So it's fair to say that immediately literally means right now, at this very moment.
John 6, verse 21 in the Living Bible says, "Then they were willing to let him in, and immediately the boat was where they were going."
God wants to do a quick work in and through us immediately. Number four, when God directs us to do something, Don't delay. Do it now. If God directs you to pray for someone, do it right then. I've heard people say, well, I'll pray for you, but they walk away and you hope they remember it later. If you're going to pray for someone, pray right now. Why wait? God is ready to move anytime, anywhere. And you can pray in the grocery store line, in front of a gas pump, as easily as you can pray by the side of your bed. God is still there.
Amen. Luke 4, verse 39 in the Living Bible says, standing at her bedside, he spoke to the fever, rebuking it, and immediately her temperature returned to normal, and she got up and prepared a meal for them.
One more thing. When God gives you an immediate breakthrough, always stop and give him praise, glory, honor, and the recognition that he so richly deserves.
Amen. Deuteronomy 27, kind of part 4a, 5a, and 7b in the Living Bible says, when you cross the Jordan, set up these, then build an altar there to the Lord your God, and celebrate by feasting there before the Lord your God.
Number five, obedience. Let's say it this way, honey. Disobedience can bring immediate judgment. Just as surely you're blessed when you honor God, there are consequences if we fail to give him the glory and the honor that he deserves.
Acts 12, verse 23 says, and immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost.
Likewise, when you and I fail to heed his instruction, we may face dire consequences. So here's the bottom line, baby. Why take the chance? Why take the chance? You know, we always like to talk about the benefits and rewards of serving God, but there is a flip side to that equation. Our lack of obedience has its own consequences, and they're not the kind that you and I either desire or want to experience. Number six, acknowledging God brings immediate manifestation, even in seemingly impossible circumstances. When you find yourself in prison, and I'm not necessarily meaning incarcerated with walls and fences with tungsten steel wrapped around the top. When you feel in prison, there's only one place to turn for your immediate release from captivity.
Acts 16, verse 26 says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed.
Our deliverance is always preceded by praising and obeying and acknowledging God, even in the most stressful circumstances or situations.
And you know, things can happen immediately, sometimes even when we don't know they're happening.
That's true.
So we got to believe that things are happening. But in Acts 16, verse 25, it was very immediate. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them.
Not only did the prisoners hear Paul and Silas, but so did God and the host of heaven. The best way to break out of whatever is holding you captive is to look to God for divine instructions. Praying and praising him are the keys to break out of everything that has you bound and holding you back.
Amen.
That's why this year, 2018, the Lord told us to make it and speak it as the year of deliverance.
Hallelujah.
From any and every hindrance that's holding us back from fulfilling our divine destiny.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Number seven, Jesus will deliver you right now from every adversity. In our lives, we all face moments where we take our eyes off the word and begin to look at our circumstances. Peter did just that. He was walking on the water until he started observing the wind and the waves, focusing on the circumstances of your life. Well, it'll make you sink, just like it did Peter.
In Matthew 14, verse 31, it says, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, Wherefore didst thou doubt?
The very good news, and it is very good news, is that God always has a grip on those he loves and those who honor, love, honor, and obey him, even though we may slip up from time to time.
He is faithful and just to forgive us when we confess.
And cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
That's right. And you know, sometimes that immediate relief is really a spiritual immediate relief.
It is, honey.
Because it's the turning of our the things that are binding us over to him. And often when people are saved, they feel that burden lift off their shoulder. We were never meant to carry the burden. We were meant to give it to the Lord and let him direct us, and he is the one who carries that burden.
Yes.
So that can be an immediate release.
Amen. There may be times in our lives where we're treated unfairly, falsely accused, left to feel all alone, but we must never forget.
Amen.
We must never forget. Let me say that more positively. We must always remember.
There you go.
We must always remember that we're never alone and that God can and will deliver us. Many times, one of your favorite people in the scripture.
Yes.
Many times Joseph faced terrible circumstances. But even when he was a slave, God was with him. You can read about that.
In Genesis 39, verses 2, 4, 21, 22. But many times he was in bondage.
Amen.
But God. Hallelujah. But God. Go ahead.
Well, you like Joseph, you go.
He may have been in bondage, but his spirit, are you hearing me, was delivered, and his heart and mind were at peace. And eventually, his inward faith, this is faithfulness day after day, was translated into an outward manifestation.
Hallelujah.
In Genesis 41, verse 14, in God's Word translation, it says, "Then Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and immediately he was brought from the dungeon. After he had shaved and changed his clothes, he came in front of Pharaoh."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's
right. So good.
By the way, as an aside,
yes,
he shaved, changed his clothes.
There you go.
If you're meeting someone important, make sure that you're prepared. I had a meeting recently with someone, and they came to the meeting and hadn't shaved in 4 or 5 days. They're talking about going to church that night. And I said, "Well, shave before you go." I mean, it's just, you know, there's an order.
There's little things that can make a big difference.
That's true. We must.
Yeah, that's also listening to what the Lord has to say.
Absolutely. We must always live our lives so that we're ready for immediate transition.
Yes.
From where we are to where God wants us to be. We must exercise our faith, especially in moments when there's no visible solution to our problem.
Amen.
We must always remember that God's greatest desire is to do an immediate work in all our lives. So we need to extend our faith with expectation. These are keys to an immediate breakthrough, which is what God wants for each of us.
Mm.
But in the process of waiting, he's there.
Yes, he is. I mean, there for us.
Amen.
Regardless.
Hallelujah.
Faithfulness, faithfulness, faithfulness.
If you live near Orlando, come see us preach Sunday night, 5 p.m.
Yes,
5 p.m. Eastern.
5 p.m. Eastern.
At Embassy Church in Orlando.
Correct.
It meets at the Winter Park Community Center in Winter Park, Florida, which is a neighboring community. It's where you went to college.
That's right. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to have our service still in Goldsboro.
Sunday Night Live. Special speaker.
That's it. Special to us.
That's exactly right.
So,
Embassy Church is Pastor Robert Laird, and he's one amazing man of God.
God's generals.
If you've never read those books, you need to read them.
Very, very insightful.
Hallelujah. Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.